A pilot project the Navy launched last month is designed both to help chart the way forward in buying commercial cloud services and, if all goes well, to close a big gap in the Navy's existing IT capabilities. The target population is 45,000 Navy reservists that have the same training requirements as the active duty force, but none of them can access the Navy's networks unless they're physically present at a Navy facility. And 65% of those reserve sailors live more than 2 hours away from the closest Navy computer. For those reservists, the Navy is testing out Microsoft Office 365, the cloud-based version of the ubiquitous Office suite. If officials manage to integrate the commercial product with the Navy's existing security regime, including authentication via common access cards, the pilot user should be able to access their email and other portions of the Navy Marine Corps intranet from any computer by September of next year. Victor Gavin is the Navy's Program Executive Officer for Enterprise Information Systems.
They don't have the same opportunities to access the network because of the where they reside demographically. So the mobility solution is absolutely key to allowing access and better efficiencies in conducting their duties. Because of our security requirements around the network, that access is very limited. There are some things they can do, but they cannot do the full suite of training and things without having that direct access.
The Navy placed the Microsoft order to Dell via the General Services Administration's blanket purchase agreement for cloud services. Under an order that could be worth up to $2.9 million over 3 years, assuming the Navy exercises all of its options, Dell will be in charge of building a private cloud for the Navy using vendor-owned equipment.
I think there are a couple things it's going to teach us. In addition to how the technical aspect of it, the ease of it, of which we integrate our unique requirements into these commercial products, that's going to be one. The other thing it's teaching us is how to buy cloud services. I think the department itself, in general, we've been product providers. We're used to buying ships and planes, things that we touch and feel and hold in these areas. We're not used to buying services from industry, and I think we all are learning ourselves, DISA, all in like are learning quickly how to buy, procure services from industry versus products. And it's a different acquisition model associated with doing that, and we're learning very quickly those services. And also how to transition from our current product-based environment to a service-based environment, because the key to doing any of these is to make any transition transparent to our user base. So our contractual and acquisition ways of doing that are absolutely key. So we're learning quite a bit about how best to do that.
The Navy also needs to know for certain how expensive it is to graft DoD security requirements onto a commercial cloud offering. In its initial analysis of alternatives, the Navy Reserve Force determined that Office 365 brought them off-site email access with the most capabilities at the lowest price. They estimated that signing up for the Defense Information Systems Agency's existing enterprise email service would cost $55 million over 5 years. And the Navy says DISA's offering also doesn't integrate with its existing services under NMCI. Extending NMCI's own services to the reservists via virtual desktops is also an option, but the Navy estimates that would cost an extra $286 million. But Gavin emphasizes those are just estimates, because the Navy doesn't yet know how much work it'll take to secure and integrate Microsoft's cloud with NMCI.
That commercial seat does not come with all the security requirements we have on the network. And the primary purpose of the pilot is to start with that price, per se, add in our security requirements, and then make a conscious, fact-based business decision based on those results. Mm-hmm. So I'm not here to tell you that NMCI is more expensive or less expensive than a properly secured Office 365 suite. The purpose of the pilot will bear out those differences.
The email project is one of several pilot programs the DoD Chief Information Officer has authorized in order to help the Pentagon determine how to use commercial cloud products in ways that meet its security requirements. To launch the Reserve Forces pilot and to keep running its own email services for the rest of the Navy under NMCI, the Navy also needed another level of special permission from the DoD CIO. Last September, then DoD CIO Terry Takei ordered all of the military services to begin migrating to DISA's enterprise email service. But after a Navy business case analysis showed the DISA service would cost it more than it's spending right now, it got a waiver from that policy in June.
We compared what the product we had to Defense Enterprise Email and actually ran the DON CIO conducted a BCA to do a direct comparison. The results of that BCA showed that the two products, the Navy email and DEE, were effectively equal, but the Navy email was cheaper. And as a result, the DOD CIO granted the Navy and the Marine Corps, Department of Navy, a waiver to migrating to Distant Enterprise Email. Fast forward to where we are today, all these efforts of taking email and those services to the cloud are happening in parallel. So we view this effort, this pilot effort, along with what DIS is doing in the same area, as a natural progression of where email is going. And I suspect that once we get there, there will be another BCA comparison to determine the best way for the department.
Beyond the Microsoft pilot, the Navy's also looking at a pilot program using Google Apps for Government as part of a newly launched project that PEOEIS is calling its Innovation Cell. The cell was created in part in response to industry concerns that the only way to sell IT products to the Navy was to go through HP, the vendor that used to own the Navy's networks and still operates them under the new Next Generation Enterprise Network contract. Officials say it's intended to serve as a more direct gateway into the Navy's IT procurement process, and they're planning an industry day to offer a more detailed explanation of the innovation cell in the coming months.
And while it's not true innovation from a sense of we the Navy aren't building these things, what we realize we have to offer is a fair and competitive environment where different offerers can bring in their components and be evaluated in our environment. That innovation cell is kind of a new start effort for us inside the department. But it's things like this that we're trying to use it to accomplish rapid infusion of technologies, as well as assisting our learning of those capabilities.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.